Morning Watch, a timely word concerning the world situation and the Lord's recovery, week 6. The preparation of the bride, Saturday. Related verses, Revelation 19, 13 and 15. And he is clothed with a garment dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And out of his mouth proceeds a sharp sword, that with it he might smite the nations, and he will shepherd them with an iron rod, and he treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God the Almighty. 2 Thessalonians 2:7 through 8. For it is the mystery of lawlessness that is now operating, but only until the one now restraining goes out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will slay by the breath of his mouth and bring to nothing by the manifestation of his coming. Revelation 2:4 through 5. But I have one thing against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, where you have fallen from, and repent, and do the first works. But if not, I am coming to you and will remove your lampstand out of its place unless you repent. Daniel 2:34-35 and 44. You were watching until a stone was cut out without hands, and it struck the image at its feet of iron and clay and crushed them. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed all at once, and they became like chaff from the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away so that no trace of them was found. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. And in the days of those kings, the God of the heavens will raise up a kingdom which will never be destroyed, and its reign will not be left to another people. It will crush and put an end to all these kingdoms, and it will stand forever. Suggested reading. In Revelation 19, as the Word of God, Christ speaks for God by executing God's judgment upon the rebellious people. The fighting of Christ is the speaking of the Word of God. God is righteous and sovereign. He is also a God of order, and as such, he cannot tolerate disorder and rebellion. As Christ fights against the enemy, he will speak that God is sovereign, righteous, and orderly. He will declare that God is the God over everyone, and that he does not tolerate rebellion against his authority. Hence, the warrior is the Word. His fighting is the speaking of God's word. The Lord's fighting in the war at Armageddon will be a powerful speaking. It will tell Satan, Antichrist, the false prophet, and the entire universe that God is sovereign and that no one can rebel against him. God is not a God of confusion. He is the sovereign God, a God of order who does not tolerate rebellion. The God of order will sweep away all rebellion. In Revelation 19, the Lord Jesus, who comes down out of heaven, appears as a general fighting a battle. He is riding on a white horse, and his name is called the Word of God. The Word of God that we speak today is the Lord Jesus. Eventually, as we continue to speak, our speaking will cause the Lord Jesus to come forth. When the Lord comes, he will come as a warrior, a general. He will fight for his kingdom. In the warfare for the kingdom of God, Christ is the Word of God speaking for God's purpose. In his fighting against God's enemies for the kingdom, Christ is God speaking. Daniel 2:34 says that a stone cut out without hands struck the image at its feet and crushed them. Verse 35 continues, then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed all at once, and they became like chaff from the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away so that no trace of them was found. Here, the great human image signifies the aggregate of human government, and the smiting stone signifies not merely the individual Christ, but also the corporate Christ. Apparently, the parts that were of gold, silver, bronze, and iron were not a problem to God. But with the 10 toes, there is a great problem. For when human government reaches the stage of the 10 toes, the stage of Antichrist and his 10 kings, it will fight against God directly. Thus, human government not only rebels against God, exalts man, and worships idols, but also fights against God directly. However, Christ, the embodiment of God, will come with his bride to crush the human government. When Christ comes as the smiting stone, he will not come alone. Rather, he will come with his bride. This is because when Christ comes to fight against Antichrist and his army, he will come as the Son of Man. As a Son of Man, he will need a counterpart to match him and complete him. This counterpart will be his bride. After gaining and marrying the church as his bride, Christ will come as the smiting stone. If Christ did not have a bride, he would have to fight alone against Antichrist and his army. However, Christ will have an army, and this army will be his bride. On the day of his wedding, Christ will marry the one who has been fighting the battle against God's enemy for years. This means that Christ will marry the overcomers who have already overcome the evil one, the devil. As the God-cut stone, Christ with his overcomers, the corporate Christ, will strike the 10 kings with Antichrist, signified by the 10 toes of the great human image. In so doing, the corporate Christ will crush the great image from the toes to the head. That is, the corporate Christ, Christ with his newly married bride, composed of the overcomers, will come as a stone cut without hands and smite the human government into pieces. In this way, Christ with his bride will annihilate human government.